Banksy has arrived in Australia, or at least a collection of his guerrilla street art, in a new exhibition that's just opened in Brisbane. The masked artist himself, an anti-establishment hero to some, a graffiti vandal to others, remains an enigma. The touring show promises 300 works and immersive experiences, building on a lucrative brand around the famously anti-capitalist figure. Kamal Gurkainak owns and curates the Art of Banksy exhibition and joins me now. Kamal, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you very, very much. Thanks a lot.
What do you love about the work of Banksy?
I mean, first I have to tell you the reason I'm doing this business, because north part of the world, I mean, it's so much, you know, every day we're facing too many problems, and Banksy with his intelligence putting it into streets to create the awareness what's going on in Gaza, in Ukraine, a refugees problem, and too many others. And at the same time, he's giving you hope by saying there's always hope. So I have decided to penetrate this code all over the world. This is the starting point. And today is the 38th city, Brisbane. We opened yesterday. And we call it, this year is the 10th year of the exhibition. And it's a brand new exhibition with 300 items, including sculptures, hologram, artworks, installations, and too many others. Me and my team have been 36 days working on this in Brisbane, and with the local artists, with the international artists. And we opened it yesterday, and every morning, 5-6 o'clock, I wake up and I check on the system, the reviews, and we got 4.85 out of 5. So that motivates me a lot, so I'm so much happy.
Have you met Banksy?
I mean, we know each other, but I didn't meet him in person, no.
Right.
So but I've been doing this like 10 years, and my first artwork was 2011. So, yes, we have a connection.
Mm. What's Banksy like?
I mean, you know, I shouldn't be saying this because what I love in him, his brain and what he is doing, that's why I don't care about the physical part. Let's put it that way.
What does Banksy stand for, his art? What do you think it stands for in your view?
I mean, in my view, it's creating the awareness. The only problem, I mean, people were, you know, judging me about I'm putting the street art into venues, but that's the only way that I can, you know, let people see it, because 95% of what he is doing on the street have been stolen and people are not able to see it. So he is a very good provocateur on the, let's say, what's going on the world. And this is, I believe, giving a good chance for people, once they visit any exhibition of Banksy, they understand what is going on. And maybe they don't see it during the day in any other medias. So he's like a person, like a media. And he's creating this awareness. So that's why I'm supporting it with our own way of doing the exhibition, because I am a TV production, my background, and marketing. So it's like a combination of a production.
Did you first get in contact with Banksy, or did Banksy find you?
I mean, this is how it started. There's one company called Pest Control, based in London, belongs to Banksy. This is the authenticator of the original artworks. Pest Control got contact with us. Once we started doing the first city, it started 6 June in 2015 in Istanbul. Ironically, 2 days back, we had a unfortunately big suicidal bomb in Istanbul. Even the mosquitoes didn't visit the exhibition first 2 months. And we were like, you know, very desperate, because it was unbelievable. And afterwards, it got well. Then the second city was Amsterdam. Now we have like 3 sets running in 3 continents and creating the awareness.
And where is this exhibition in Brisbane, Kamal?
It's in the uptown, Queens, on the Queens Street, on the street level, so nobody would miss it.
Well, Kamal, you've got a fantastic job ahead of you there. I hope the exhibition goes well. Lots of people and not any mosquitoes. It's been lovely to talk to you.
Love you. Thank you very much.
That's Kamal Gurkhanak, the curator of the Art of Banksy. This exhibition is open in Brisbane until the 11th of January. And then the good news is it'll be travelling on to Melbourne, Sydney and Adelaide.